Welcome to the Black Mages Companion. I'll be your host, Luke Jones, and I'm here with Seydou today to talk about some of our favorite video games, along with the meanings inside some of them.
I love that intro.
I've actually been kind of parodying like a bunch of like old authors and writers whenever I'll think about, let's say, an idea like this. Should I actually pull down my mask a little bit more since, you know,
yeah,
I'm coming out pretty muffled?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, today's topic is obviously video games.
So. Video games, always.
It will never change.
Never.
Video games, pop culture.
Yep.
Anime, shows.
Yep.
Things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought I would start us off by asking, what was the first game you played as a kid?
For me, I'd have to say I was pretty spoiled. I got Tekken.
Oh.
It's not really a mature, not really, it's not an age-appropriate game for a child or kid, you know. Lots of immaturity and violence. Yeah, to this day, I'm still like, how? But I loved it. I don't think I would have found out about Tekken, really, if I hadn't played it as a kid. It's one of my earliest memories. So, yeah, I just loved it. And then Tekken was just one of those things. I don't know. I just don't know that I would have found, because it's such an old, like, an OG franchise.
Right.
So, yeah. And it doesn't really, I'm not going to lie, it doesn't really hit as much as it did now. Like, there's, like, a lot of characters I wish they, you know, put in their games now. You know, like, Christy, Montero, who else? I don't think Steve Fox is in the game. I don't know. And then they modify these. They come up with these new characters, which is kind of cool. But, you know, this generation will never know. Like, the upcoming generations will never know, you know, true Tekken. And that's just, it's not, you know.
I mean, to me, I haven't actually followed the Tekken story at all. It's an old one, but I heard it's a good one as well. But,
no, the storylines are great. Like, depending on the character that you choose, you know, it kind of like you when you play the game and you go through the story mode, you know, visually it looks like a comic book, but you're kind of walking through their life a little bit and why they're competing in the Iron Fist tournament. And I just love that whole aspect, you know. My favorite characters include, of course, Christy, Eddie, Nina Williams, her sister. I love their rivalry. Wolverine, you know, those type of characters. I hated playing with Steve Fox, like, as a kid.
Steve Fox.
Yeah, he's the boxer. He's allegedly Nina Williams' son. And I don't like playing him, because it's just like all he does is throw punches, you know. He doesn't really give you
there's no kicks, no versatility.
No, it just sucked. Like very like one of my very least favorite characters to play.
I can get it, because just looking at the dude,
yeah, like I like my player to have some, you know, some, I don't know what you call that, but player, you bro. Know, give me something, give me, I need a lot, I need different combos, I need different striking moves, I need different everything, like I need multiple of, because, you know, I'm not a one dimensional person, I need a lot to work with, so
right.
I know. That sounds selfish.
No, it doesn't. I mean...
And it sounds a little bit too much because, you know, it's just a video game, but you know.
Nah, man, because the way I always see it, like, even in fighting games determine your type of style in general.
Yeah.
I looked up Christy, and I could see, yeah, this is... I can't...
Yeah.
She runs with Capoeira.
Yeah, Capoeira. I think it's a Brazilian fighting style.
Yeah.
And I actually looked up a few videos. So I wanted to see what it looked like. I wanted to see what it looked like, you know, emulated in real life.
Right.
And this is an actual martial art. like, I know that they incorporate real martial arts into the games and whatever, but like Brazilian, like, you know, the capoeira martial art, that's just so, like, when you watch their moves, it's like a dance.
It is.
They describe it as a dance, and I don't know, it's like one of the things, one of those martial arts that you're like, how's that? It doesn't seem effective, you know, but when you see it, like, you know, you could look it up on
YouTube,
social media, whatever. Like, it's really fun to watch, and it's very interesting. I don't know. Actually, like, yeah.
Whenever it came to anyone like that, they have their bounce, they have the rhythm.
Yeah, right? Like, I love that. And I don't know, I actually considered, like, hey, should I take a class for this?
I was,
like,
gonna do it too.
You know, oh, for real?
Yeah, I was like, yo,
I don't know, man. It looks hard. Like, they make it look so easy, but it's like the whole twist and the turns. You gotta, like, be as flexible as a pretzel, dude.
Bro,
and it's crazy. But
you gotta be out there styling on your foes, dancing
right,
on the day, bro.
Right. The I love their gear. I don't even think I could call it gear because it's really just like t-shirts and, you know.
It's something to keep them at least. Yeah,
it's cool. But I love me like some, I don't know, some throwdown moves. I'm a sucker for throwdown moves. I love me some throwdown moves where, like, you can never go wrong. Like, takedowns, you know, anything that makes it look like you're flipping somebody like a pancake, you know, yeah. flipping the eggs or whatever. I love me some of that.
I get that. I really do get that, because there's a character in this other fighting game called Undernight Ember.
Uh-huh.
She was actually taken from another game called Melty, but she has a special in the air where she will grab you by your head,
uh-huh,
from her legs and flip you,
uh-huh,
around like multiple times, making you
your hands against the ground. It's brutal,
like yo.
Mortal Kombat type brutal.
There's like a bunch of games out there, man. Like I want to say Melty Blood in general, dude. There's, uh-huh, like a whole. Oh, I showed you that, didn't I?
I think you did. I think we also talked about Mortal Kombat. Would you rather play video games by yourself, or would you rather have somebody to play with?
I'm not gonna lie, I would rather. That's a hard question.
Because
I enjoy playing video games with people, but like, there's some video games where like.
You like people that you know, or just like random people like online?
Like people you know. Like, I would like playing games more so playing with people I know in general. Like, if there was a person who's saying, like, yo, I kind of want to get to know you better, I'm like, uh-huh, all right, so what we're going to do is we're going to play Radiant Silver Gun, or we're going to play some multiplayer game, Bullet Snacks. That's the thing, okay? Doing that for a date, yo.
Quite yo! Sweet. There you go, bro. Imagine Luke meets his significant other on, like, through that'd be awesome, like through game.
That's like, what my brother did, actually. Yeah,
are you serious?
He met his wife online.
No, you're joking.
It's not a lie anymore, bro. It's
real. Do they still play video games?
Yeah, dude, it's a family of you, bro. They still play video games.
That's awesome. They have to invite me for, like, what game do they play? Like, what are they into?
Oh shoot, I don't even know. It's been a minute since I actually contacted them.
Somebody needs to teach me how to play Call of Duty and Black Ops, whatever. GTA. No, I'm cool off GTA, but Call of Duty.
COD?
Definitely.
I play. I think I use a few COD guns in like.
Isn't that the game where like you could shoot zombies as well?
Yeah, there's a side mode called Call of Duty Zombies as well. The plot story I heard in there was thick and involved, bro. Like that thing is.
That's not a weird name at all.
Bro. Bro. No. But we're drawing attention to it, okay? Dang, I know I suck at talking, but hey. Oh, frick. But
no, like, you could do a lot of bonding. Like, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't think it's the healthiest way to, you know.
Bro, what do you mean by not
that? I don't know. Like, I don't know how I want to describe it, but like, you know. With video games, there comes rage. You know, there's a lot of rage, you know, when things don't go the way they're supposed to. And then, I don't know, it seems more like you're ruining a relationship rather than, you know, building one. But I don't know. That's how me and my cousin really bond sometimes. Like when he comes over, we play WWE 2K. I think I owe him $50 because he'd pay the monthly fee. Mm. Yeah, not the $10 fee every month, and we'd go crazy like at 2-3 in the morning. Yeah. That is I don't know what to call that, but it's crazy. And like it's just us downstairs by ourselves with a big screen and some controllers just going crazy. Like we're yelling at each other. We're laughing. It's like one of the greatest moments ever. Like it's awesome.
Like I keep telling all my friends and everybody know, okay, the best way to spend time with me, to get to know me, just play a video game with me.
Right.
Just sit down, play a video game with me, enjoy it. We enjoy, we play something, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just I don't know, I love the feeling. But it's funny because I feel like my cousin, like he's a snake. When it comes to video games, he's definitely a snake. Like there's this stipulation in WWE 2K called Royal Rumble, and it's where you eliminate the other competitors in the ring over the top rope, and once their feet two of their feet touches the ground, they're eliminated. So in the video game, right, there you could do 10 man, you could do 20 man or 30 man. We do all three. We go back and forth, but he's a snake. He's a snake. Like, I don't know. Like, he hits me. I feel like it's on purpose. And then when he eliminates me, I feel like it's on purpose. Sometimes we try to work together. You know, sometimes I try to get him back. But the funny thing is, whenever I get him back, when I try to, you know, sneak one up on him, this is like, oh, so that's how it is now. I'm like, I assume, like, and it just doesn't. And then, but it's fun.
It's an enjoyable thing.
Yeah,
like for me, it's not really too much of a rage thing until I'm actually.
You know, no, I love angry. The rage. It's with us is like it's just like humor. It's like a humor type moment. It's like a funny thing.
Right.
It's hilarious. Like we just die. All you hear is just like laughter. It's dead, like dying of laughter. I don't know.
No, that's something I could definitely relate to.
Yeah.
Frick me. There's nothing like playing a good video game, bro. So you
dude,
know,
dude. If you wanna see me, if you wanna see me in any combat game, you know, just teach me the controls, and I'll be happy.
Man, it's a whole op in the streets. To whoop your
yes, 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 yes.
Oh, we gotta have you on that Splatoon team then, bro.
What are the worst games you've played? Like just like boring, like.
Any licensed game, bro. Like, there was this one on DS, which was SpongeBob. So, all right. This one, I mean...
Oh, man. I'm so done.
It's... Oh, I can't even say it's okay. It's...
Nah.
Well, the way how it is, though, is... You're playing as SpongeBob, and I can't remember the story exactly since it's been, like, legitimate years.
Yeah.
But you play as SpongeBob, and you have, like... It's 3D, actually, surprisingly enough. Mm-hmm. So you have the platform things. It's just that all the enemies are usually kind of cheap. Mm-hmm. Your attacks, sure, they're okay, but, like, I remember there was, like, this one boss I had to keep cheesing. Just cheesing. No matter what I did, it the health would not go down. So I had to keep going. You couldn't even see the health bar. I was like...
No.
I was there for, like, I want to say a good 20 minutes, maybe? A good 20 minutes of just constantly hitting that dude. Over and over the same attack.
I
can't.
Like, I'm a combat gamer. So anything sports, unless it's like Wii or something, like tennis, I don't know, it's lame. But like Madden and NBA 2K, I just don't like. I feel like I could play those, but it just get boring.
It'll just
get boring to me. Like I don't.
I'm not a fan of.
I don't. It's just like the going back and forth. Like there's no. I don't know. Like people are gonna come for me for that, you know, when this gets out, but you know,
don't whatever. Worry, man, they're gonna come for me too, because I feel you on that. I'm not that much.
Yeah, my name is DeMarcus.
DeMarcus
Brownlee. This is DeMarcus Brownlee, and Madden is boring. DeMarcus Brownlee, I think. Madden is boring.
You heard him here. All right. Yep. I, Luke Jones, also think it's some trash. So,
oh, you actually use your real name. Yeah, bro. Know your...
All right, come at me. We're going to see what happens.
No, I don't want any, bro. I don't. I mean, unless you want to see me in, you know, Mortal Kombat or, you know, WWE 2K, then.
Bro, when it came casual, to.
You know.
Shoot, actually, I recommend you play the. Actually, do you have a Switch?
No, I haven't.
Bro, I recommend getting the Othello. If you're going to get a Switch, the lights on the
handheld. The Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's crazy? I wanted that. There was this one, I think it was in 2017, where WWE 2K was going to come out on Nintendo Switch. And I wanted that. And then that was around the same time, you know, I was going to get a phone. And then I was asked if I wanted the Nintendo Switch or if I wanted the phone. And I'm always making, you know, terrible decisions. Yes. So I was just like, Nintendo Switch. But I still see people with their Nintendo Switches here now, like at school. Like, people don't care. They literally bring the junk to school. I'm like,
bro, you best believe, last day on finals, you are seeing my Switch.
You are seeing my Switch. I'm not coming back. You're seeing my Switch. No.
Shoot, actually.
I can't wait for finals to be over. Like, I can't. Last week felt like, it felt like 100 days. Yes, like legit. Like, I'm not even going to, like, joke. Like, I've never felt that way before. Like, I have this thing where, like, you know, if I feel like, if I reflect, right, I'm in my own head, and I feel like, dang, I've been in school for what seems like 40 days. So it's just like, I feel like I'm being held hostage, and I can't.
No escape.
Yeah, like, I just get, I get upset. I'm just like, dude, I want to get out of here. All right. I really do.
It's like, I want to say, this is, like, last weekend? That was the slowest weekend I've had in a minute. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, it's weird.
I looked down on my clock for like 1 second. I was having fun too. But you know how they say when you're having fun, time flies by.
Yeah.
I was having a normal set of fun. You know, I look back at my clock at like 11:22. I'm like, all right, cool. I go back to play my game. It's like 11:32. I'm like, it's usually 12.
No. Over the weekend, I just did work. I didn't really do anything fun per se. But because finals week are coming up, I can't, you know, take a nap anymore. Bro. I can't, like, I always try not to take a nap because I get my work done faster, more sleep, but I just doesn't happen. Like, I fall in the bed, watch a few YouTube videos, and then it's just a lot, lights out.
Right.
Yeah. But this week I can't have any of that. Won't have any of that. It's gonna suck because I'm gonna force myself not to, and that's by you know as soon as I come home, sit on the couch on my phone for a little bit and then go eat something. But then it's I'm gonna feel terrible because all I'm gonna be thinking about is some sleep.
Yeah Speaking about sleep, okay, so as a person who can, I guess, be called a gamer, yeah, I don't sleep, bro.
No, you know? See, I'm not really, like,
I really love, gotta get my sleep.
But video, like, games are cool, but, you know, it comes a point when your body can't take it anymore. Like, literally, like, you can't. I don't know how people do it. Like, I didn't grow up playing too many video games, but one time I got the game and I didn't eat, like, for three, four hours, and I didn't realize, like, how fast the time was going. Like, I was on in front of the screen forever. And, you know, even at 15, I was still a little, like, I knew I had, like, you know, the game's not good for me. I have to, you know, at least watch a movie or read a book or something. I was just that type of kid. Like, I can't, because I didn't really grow up playing video games. So when I did that one time, and I was on there forever, did not eat, did not go to the bathroom, nothing. I was just like, yo, how do y'all do this? Like, I haven't eaten anything. Y'all don't eat anything. Y'all just cool with that? Like,
unfortunately.
It's almost, it could
cause some problems in the future, I will say that, due to my experiences.
Yeah.
I'm currently dealing with some. But still, though, yeah, I get it. But, like,
for me, I mean, if it's like, in the morning, okay. But, like, from, I don't know, there's just a limit for me.
Really?
Yeah, I got other things going on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice to live in, you know, virtual reality for a little bit, but, you know, real life gotta come back to real life.
I get it. I definitely have to start setting up timers for myself because, like, yo. Sometimes
no, I'm just I don't like, feel like you have to do it yourself. I don't feel like that works because there's a snooze button. There's a snooze. You know, you gotta get up.
I have things to do, though, bro. Like, I have, like, there's other things I want to do in a day other than just play video games. Too bad the video games kind of just suck me in. But
yeah, and once the video games suck you in, you're going to forget about your itinerary. And then it's just going to... It's gonna be like, dang!
Like I have
didn't get to do that.
I have a whole hobby side job thinking them like coming up. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what that is because you know I wouldn't want anybody tracing my voices.
Nope.
All right, but yeah, it's I wanted to do that. I wanted to do some studying of that. And last night I kind of jumped on with my friends, and they took the entire night away from me. And I was like, you son of a no!
At that, I would have been like, hey man, I can't. Not tonight. Not today. Can't, you know.
But yeah, I'm definitely going to make sure to set timers and alarms for myself because, like, I can't keep living like this.
Yeah, this but you could definitely have time over break, though.
Yep, indeed. All right.
That's what we're looking forward to.
Really? I'm just going to probably do all the research I was going to do last night on over the break so I could properly get myself situated and actually be out there
streaming
stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a trip. It's a royal trip. I'm like, this is not fun. I have to actually buckle down, though, which is kind of sad and depressing. But, yeah, I'm going to have to do. Mm-hmm. It's a shame, though, because I don't know how long that's going to last because Splatoon 3 is coming out next year. And you already know who's going to be up there in the first line, man. I'm sorry.
Those games sell out fast.
Bro, I don't like how... All right, the culture when it comes to video games in general is kind of... It's pretty toxic.
Yeah.
In the front. In most cases, it's pretty bad. The Smash community, no one can be started. Call of Duty, everybody knows about Call of Duty. It's like kicking a dead horse at this point.
OG franchise.
Freaking, you have like all these other things, and then, like I'm over here just minding my own business. Like, yo, I'm not even that bad when it comes to video games. Like, I don't take them too seriously. Like, I think they're fun. They're fun. I'll get good at them if I have to, or like.
Yeah.
Don't, but like, I'm not the type of person to just straight up, you know, start growing stuff.
No, you know, my thing is like, a game comes out every year. I'm like, well, I know that's just like a business thing, I feel like. When every year, y'all just come out with a new video game, I can't wait, like, you know, 2-3 years.
Nah, bro, because these games gotta come out. You gotta get the most of the system.
Oh. Nah, they just want people's money, bro.
I mean, yeah, how else would you expect them to get, you know, proper funding for, you know, games and such, like the businesses?
I mean, don't they get enough funding from the first, like, distribution of the video games, though? Because, like, it sells out, like, pretty fast. And they're, I feel like, prices vary. You could get them from different places and throughout the year, too. So, like, I don't know, like, say at Walmart, it'll be $30, and then, I don't know, like, on Amazon. I don't think Amazon is really that expensive when it comes to games, but it really just varies, and it depends.
I mean, honestly, when it comes to that, I mean, you have to keep in count of flops.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the budget that the business was getting, the budget that they had for the project, or the game in the first place in general.
Uh-huh.
Once you keep that in mind, that those things are, like, in the hundreds and, like, billions.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a lot of time and production. So, like setting out a few copies for, like, the first few moments or whenever it's first released, that may not always cover everything, per se. It, like, cover all the spending that the budget was already on.
So, would you say it's the same thing for all technology, including, like, you know, iPhones or, you know, the new technology that comes out every year? That's how I see it, because it's like, didn't the last phone just come out last year? It's like every year, like, people are like they're excited about, oh, this new phone, I'm gonna get this new phone. I'm just like,
yo, why don't you just stick it to the one you have, right? Bro?
That's how I feel about it. And it feels like a pattern, and then it's just like suspicious to me. So I'm just like
for me,
yeah, this is a financial thing. I feel like this is they want your pocket change, dude. They want that bank account.
I mean, for me,
that bank, that's what they want.
For me, I'm fine with it because one, for me, a gaming console can bring me a lot more happiness than a phone. you know, you
yeah, can phone, you call I agree.
Like, there's a fine line in what I'm willing to spend for it, for sure. The Switch was like 300 and something. I was like,
nah, woo! you gotta learn how to budget. But then you can also reward yourself because, you know. Yeah. But,
just ask for it as a birthday present.
Don't worry about it. Speaking of birthday presents, what's like, are you one of those people? I feel like you're one of those people that don't really like mind, you know, or care when their birthday rolls around. Like, everybody's making it a big deal except for you.
No, I'm kind of hyped for my birthday.
You are?
Well, I've been kind of hyped. I mean, for my birthday recently, I've recently turned 18.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't that much of anything. I just wanted to keep everything just chill, man. Because, like, there's a lot that happened in the following years, man. I'm happy to be here.
for me, it's always, like, anxiety. And then I remember I was just taking a bunch of selfies on my phone. And then I had a moment where just, like, when I was just like, dang, I'm really turning 18. Like, it's crazy to me. And then whenever somebody asks me how old I am, I'm just like, yo, who wants to know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Like, who wants to know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's not that I'm getting older or anything, but it's like, who wants to know?
Shoot, sometimes I almost default to my younger, or like the past year. They're like, how old are you? I'm like, oh, I'm 17. Let me rewind that back.
Legal. Right. But, yes. It's license, y'all.
It's very weird knowing that for like most of your life now, for most of the life before, you've been a minor. You now have this adult status. It's something.
Right.
Oh, for actually, that brings me back to the gaming part. So hypothetical, say you have kids. Now your kids aren't 17 or older. So
I know where you're going with this.
When it comes to rated M games, would you let your kids just play a rated M game?
Yeah. I actually really like that question because me and my cousins always talk about, you know how we're gonna parent our kids someday, and like our parenting styles are gonna be, you know, different from that of our parents. And you know, I don't mind, you know, get into like, you know, whatever it is you enjoy. You know, you're gonna have a responsibility because you gotta learn how to balance. You know,
sure.
You know, so yeah, that's not really anything that I'm gonna have an issue with, like video games. Like, if it's something that's gonna affect like your behavior or like your way of thinking, and like it gets into the way of your responsibilities, then yeah, of course I'm gonna have a problem with it. But like, I'm gonna want to play video games with my kids, so it's just like, you know, just do good in school, you know, don't get into no trouble, and then we're good, you know.
I per se don't really when it comes to the rated M games, bro, I was not a lot of play.
You meant that's what you meant. Rated M. I mean, I don't think I would care, but I'd have to. I don't know, because you know, you don't know how much is going to advance between our time and theirs. So, I mean, yeah, come on, I mean, dude. I'm not just gonna stand there and like, you know, act like nothing is happening. I'm just like, hey.
So here's what I'll do if I ever had a kid. If I ever, like, if he's like, yo, dad, I want to get this game, and it's like, I don't know, yeah, or knows what number of GTA.
Yeah, and, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
like, okay. Listen, I'll allow you to play it. You go to this location, go to that location, which is, you know what location I'm talking about.
Nah, I'd definitely be on top of it. Like, I'd watch the trailers. I'm like, that'll be my deciding factor, you know, whether or not I feel like it's appropriate.
It's fair.
Yeah.
It's fair. Matt, and like, there's some games that I'm going to straight up say no. Like,
yeah.
Wait until you're older, bro.
Yeah.
Because, yo, GTA kind of wild in with them clubs
that No GTA.
Ooh, nah. Yo, I see my kid on any of those. I'm getting the belt. This is. Oh, God.
Oh, I can't. I wonder what other people do, though. I feel like you should do like a public interview.
You know? Maybe.
Yeah, let Luke know what y'all think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. You just see me in the hallway, just shout me out. Hey, yo, tell me what you think about the video game, the rated M video games, and your kid. I know, a bunch of people nowadays probably ain't gonna give, a crap because they've been probably able to play GTA when they're 12. I'm like, how are you playing GTA when you're 12, bro? Like, there's so many other games you could be playing, but you better play GTA?
Come on.
Come on. Widen your horizons, bro.
Come on. All
right. That's, unfortunately, that's about enough time that we have for this episode. Sadie, it'll be an honor to have you on another episode, bro.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
No problem, bro. Thanks for tuning into the Black Mages Compendium. This has been Luke Jones, and I'll be signing off.